This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Club Q shooting victim Kelly Loving was laid to rest in Batesville, Mississippi today. Loving was visiting Colorado when she decided to celebrate her birthday at the Colorado Springs nightclub. Her sister Tiffany said Loving, a trans woman, was not accepted while growing up.
That was just a really hard time for her, you know, because you can't help who you are. And she was born that way. And it's just so much hate in this world and negative stuff, but, you know, you can't judge people for how they are.
Tiffany Loving said her sister developed a strong and supportive circle of friends as an adult. Colorado is taking applications for programs to give e-bikes to low-income workers. CPR Sam Brash.
The Colorado Energy Office has nearly $1 million in grants for community e-bike programs. It's asking nonprofits, local governments, and tribal governments to apply. Proposals must lay out a plan to give e-bikes to residents who commute by car or set up a program where people can borrow e-bikes. Initial concepts are due in less than 2 weeks. The program is an attempt to improve air quality and cut greenhouse gas emissions. Another piece launches next spring when Colorado plans to offer new statewide e-bike rebates. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
KeyBank is giving $450,000 to the Food Bank of the Rockies to support the group's culturally responsive food program. The contribution will help the food bank purchase and distribute fresh produce and other food, which it says benefits 10,000 Metro Denver households annually. Right now in Denver, it's 49 degrees and partly cloudy. This is CPR News.